And in Chicago, the U.S. dollar looks even worse against the price of gas. Chicago has the highest gas prices in the country. According to the latest Lundberg survey, the Windy City beat out places that usually top the list, like Long Island, New York, and big cities here in California. We sent NPR's David Shaper out to find out why.
Chicago has the dubious distinction of having the highest average gas prices in the country, $4.07 a gallon in the city and the suburbs. And here at this BP station in the South Loop, it's $4.25 a gallon. Ouch.
It's killing me. No, to be honest with you, it's killing me.
Abia Rebishola is a Chicago cab driver.
I spend almost about $70 every day to fill up the tank.
$70 to fill up your
cab? I'm not kidding you.
Rebishola says the high gas prices seriously eat into his take-home pay. On some days, he barely breaks even. He says he's heard on the news that while the AAA reports the national average price of gasoline is $3.79 a gallon, Chicago's average gasoline price is almost 30 cents higher.
Why is that? I don't know.
Attorney Haba Hamuda pulls up to the pump in her little two-door compact just to put a few dollars worth in. She, too, doesn't know why Chicago has the highest gas prices in the country.
Obviously, it's ridiculous. I don't, for that reason, I rarely fill my car up in the city of Chicago. I have family who live in the suburbs, and I go out there, fill my car out there, and I just put enough gas to run errands.
In some suburbs, the price of gas is a little cheaper. Chicago has its own gas tax of 5 cents a gallon on top of the federal, state, and county gas taxes. Charmian Cobb commutes 45 miles each way from Joliet to her job downtown Chicago. She takes the train whenever she can, but says mass transit fares have gone up this year, too, to cover increased fuel costs. Cobb thinks she knows why the gas prices here are usually so much higher than the rest of the country. It's the Chicago way.
You know, Illinois, Chicago, they have a history of corruption and grease in pockets. And so, you know, when you go to Indiana or Wisconsin or surrounding states, it's not as much.
David Sakuda, executive director of the Illinois Petroleum Council, won't blame corruption, but he does blame Illinois politicians. He says every state has its own motor fuel tax of some sort on top of the federal gasoline tax.
But what's different in Illinois is that we're one of only 9 states that charges a sales tax on gasoline. Plus, we have probably the highest one, 10.25% in Chicago. And we're the only state that I'm aware of that charges local taxes on top of that.
That sales tax is one Sakuda says is a gold mine, or should I say oil well, for politicians, because it's a percentage of the price of gas. So when gas was $3 a gallon, it would be 30 cents a gallon. But with prices above $4 a gallon, the tax jumps to more than 40 cents a gallon.
That's one of the dirty little secrets of government funding in Illinois. As price goes up, the tax goes up and governments make a lot more money.
And on top of that, Sakuda says Chicago is one of several major metropolitan areas that uses a reformulated gasoline in the summer to reduce smog.
And it's a wonderful fuel. I mean, it has almost no emissions, but it's much more expensive to make.
And Sakuda says that adds another dime or more to the price of a gallon of gasoline in Chicago, which, when coupled with all those taxes, puts the second city first when it comes to gasoline prices. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.